the danger that he'll take to for his morbid curiosity. He's seen too many creepy films, he's read too many books. Martin sleeps with all the lights on. Martin's seen too many looks. He lives out a strange obsession, tries hard to resist, but Martin needs his strange obsession to exist. He's far too pale and far too frail to be a normal boy. There's something shining in his eyes, the things he'd like to say. Martin had a lot to live down, growing up in a mining town. The torch is burning in the trees, the shivering lust for blood. He's the star of many horror movies, but deep inside he's good. There's an illness flowing through him that's as old as time. And though he watches and he waits, he knows he's not to blame. The face at the window, the hand under the bed. Martin has hallucinations, dreams that he's dead. He finds the hungers at his worst when he's in bed. He's finding hard to keep control. He knows he won't be long. And a tongue rolls over his white lips, and the voice lingers on.
Bye.